This is Laura from My Horse Supplies, and the fairly emotional and are probably as good humoured as I can manage when horses have an accident. The update that comes after this, I had kind of forgotten to put an up an intro or anything on it. So yes, Laura from My Horse Supplies. No, it's Laura from Horse Lovers Only. Crap. I'm trying to help promote my horse supplies. Oh dear. Bit tired right now, but thought I should at least put some sort of intro onto this to make it a bit more official. Attempting to be professional, not necessarily doing the best job. You know, we're all learning. That's life. Learning every day. Thought I might reassure, because this is actually going up like a week later, that the horse in question is doing very well. Had a bandage change today, and leg is looking quite good. So hopefully everything will go according to plan. Unfortunately, where we are, the vet didn't make it out, but that does happen sometimes. They get busy with stuff that's more emergency based. But yeah, in the end, we pretty much took care of it, so didn't necessarily need the vet. It was just in that initial thing, the owner kind of called the vet kind of a couple of times trying to get him to come out because it looked pretty awful, you know, as wounds do when they first happen. But yes, thankfully, all good and all going well. Not sure what else to put in here. I feel like I should like edit out a bunch of stuff where I mixed up what I was gonna say, but I'm fairly tired right now, so hopefully this will all be coherent enough to understand. I'm gonna see about doing a bit of a series on wounds and stuff because that is something that always seems to be relevant. So thanks for listening. So, just an update. Just finished recording another podcast, and we got a message that a horse that had been helped to load earlier today had decided to have a hissy fit. Never even made it off the property, and has smashed his leg up a good bit, and there's bruising, and there's bleeding, and all that wonderful stuff. So we're gonna go help with, you know, fixing it up, hopefully. Vet can't get out till the morning, so we're gonna, you know, do basic first aid, and when they get there, they'll kinda say the yay or nay on whether it's treatable. So I'll update you soon. So we just went to see this horse that went and tried to kick his way out of a horse float. And he was actually pretty well behaved. He, you know, took to having his leg washed and bandaged quite well. You know, he did the normal like, ooh, that hurts kind of pulling away, but nothing dramatic. Oh dear. So yeah. Sounds like the horse float might have been a bit small for him, and it sounds like he hasn't gone on a horse float for a while, and so didn't really want to get on in the first place. That is one of the things, like, you know, how, yeah, people kind of have emergencies, and they're like, now the horse must get on the horse float, and the horse is like, what? What is this horse float that you speak of? I don't want to do this. And it all ends up very dramatic and traumatizing. I tried to record some live stuff. I'll see if there's anything that's usable in that. Hopefully some snippets. I don't know. I had it in my pocket because I needed my hands free. So it may be very muffled and it may be very distant and probably has a lot of moving around kind of pocket noises. What else? We put healing ointment on it. We washed it off with salty water, warm salty water first. The water being warm and a little bit salty, like not overly salty. I think we put a heap tablespoon in 3 liters of water kind of thing. It kind of being warm, like to the same temperature as the horse, and that kind of doesn't upset them quite so much. And then we put some colloidal silver on because we kind of it's worked for us, so we keep doing it. The only thing with that is it was cold, so he was like, "Oh, it's chilly." Made sure it was had a good wash. He has a bit of a puncture wound. Apparently, he broke the middle bar was made out of pipe or plastic or something, and he broke that. And I'm not sure if that's where he's kind of skewered his leg a bit on. So he had a bit of a nasty deep puncture wound on his leg, just under the bend of the hock. So at least it's not like into the bendy bit. So we made sure that was really well flushed because you don't want to get things stuck in there and causing irritation. Then we put our healing ointment on, which is kind of a mix that we've come up with, made of like golden seal and honey, and kind of mixed up into an ointment. And we've made it into a product and everything because it's pretty much the best thing that I've found. Best thing that works the best for the most kind of wounds. We have another one called a sealing ointment that's more a more thick ointment that can go on and stick on an open wound. But this one's the healing ointment that we put under bandages and everything. So we kind of slathered that on. Made sure there was a good bit up the puncture wound hole. And then we put your padding on with a bit of ointment on that. And bandage it really well. So we use a lot of the vet wrap, kind of that stretchy stuff. And then we use, it's not Elastoplast, it's a terrible but sticky wrap. So it's like, it sticks to the hairs and everything when you want a bandage to stay up. So we just put that around the top, mostly on the bandage, but then a bit on the hair right around the top to kind of keep everything secure and from running down the leg, because horse bandages are a bit prone to sliding down their legs. But we find it's a bit better because it's not, you can tear it and it's not quite so hard to get off the hairs. Like a lot of the time, your Elastoplast like takes their hair off with it, so they get a bit shirty with you if you need to change the bandages with any sort of frequency. So yeah, that's been my night tonight. Fun for the whole family. But he was good. He was good. Which is a relief. You get some that don't understand you're trying to help and that. He did try and sort of run away, like walk quickly away when he realized that we were gonna do stuff with him, but he wasn't that hard to catch. And we gave him a bit of painkiller 'cause just to try and mitigate a bit of the swelling that's kind of going to happen, given that he was bashing a hole through a horse throat, and just to kind of take a little bit of the edge off the pain when we were dealing with the wound. What else? I don't know. I may have to get back to you on this one. Despite the fact, like, it helps that it's not our horse, so there's that weird thing of it not not being quite as emotionally close, but you still do feel a bit stressed out about horses hurting themselves. All right.